Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. A Huron County Circuit Court hearing today addressed a probation violation for Page and Shively. Shively was accused of violating a no-contact order with Shane Krug, the alleged contact occurring around April 27th, 2026 at her place of employment, and additional Snapchat communication was also noted. Shively admitted to the court that she had contact with Krug contrary to her probation terms. The court's ruling included 30 days in jail with 2 days credit, along with continued probation, a $250 fine, and a $25 assessment fee. Work release was approved, subject to Huron County Sheriff's Office guidelines. Shively stated, "I know it was stupid, I know it was wrong, and I'm sorry." In Hemlock, Michigan, in Hemlock Public Schools District, this year's story is not about numbers. It's about kids showing up. It is about relationships being built, routines taking hold, and classrooms feeling whole again. During the third marking period, the district saw a 51.35% improvement in chronic absenteeism compared to last year. That matters, but what matters more is what the numbers represent. The more students in seats, the more conversations, the more learning, the more connection. Behind that shift is a simple belief. When people come together and stay focused on kids, things get better. This was built on purpose. This did not happen by accident. Over the last year, Hemlock built a clear, intentional approach to attendance. Teams in every building tracked the data, met regularly, and responded early. Staff worked from a shared system that focused on prevention, consistency, and support. Families were engaged, students were encouraged, the message was clear and steady across the district. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for being here. Your presence matters. These were not just words. They became the culture. When we come back from this AVS Broadband sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with your local news. Keith John Finkbeiner has been sentenced in Huron County Circuit Court for two separate cases. In the first, he pled no contest to distributing and promoting child sexual abusive activity and using a computer to commit a crime. For this, Judge Brill sentenced him to 5 years of probation and 365 days in county jail with credit for 2 days served. In his second case, Finkbeiner pled guilty to possession of a controlled substance, specifically crack cocaine. This resulted in 18 months of probation and 270 days in county jail. Probation conditions include no contact with individuals under 17, a ban on sexually stimulating materials, and placement on the sex offender registry. He is also prohibited from accessing social media during probation and must undergo substance abuse treatment. Financial penalties were also included.
Thanks to your support, the nonprofits VetTix and FirstTix have given away tens of millions of tickets and counting to those currently serving and veterans, the immediate families of troops killed in action, and our brave current and former first responders. These tickets are a meaningful way to say thank you to America's heroes, and now we want you to be part of the mission. Got extra tickets to concerts, games, or special events, or want to see if you qualify? We want you to go to VetTix.org and FirstTix.org today. Give something to those who gave.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.